South Korea says a peace treaty with North Korea would not affect the U.S. military presence in the country. Some advocate a reduction and eventually the withdrawal of American troops if a peace treaty is signed with North Korea. They argue that the presence of U.S. troops has created environmental and crime issues in South Korea. Press TV correspondent Frank Smith reports from Seoul.
South Korea's presidential office Wednesday defended the continued deployment of U.S. forces even if a peace treaty is signed with North Korea. Creating a lasting peace was a prime concern of the Panmunjom Declaration, produced in the recent summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
U.S. troops stationed in South Korea are an issue regarding the alliance between South Korea and the United States. It has nothing to do with signing peace treaties.
A South Korean presidential advisor in an op-ed this week suggested it would be difficult to justify maintaining U.S. troops if a peace treaty is signed with Pyongyang. Experts say North Korea wants a peace treaty as part of the security guarantees it seeks in exchange for denuclearization.
For Kim Jong-un, it's about securing his administration. Then how to do this? South Korea can declare the end of the Korean War, then sign a peace treaty with the other stakeholders. This guarantees there's no possibility of the United States attacking North Korea.
U.S. forces have occupied up to more than 70 camps across South Korea since the 1950-53 Korean War, with troop levels gradually declining to the remaining 28,500 soldiers.
The presence of U.S. forces in South Korea has a number of negative consequences, especially for communities near the bases. They do generate economic benefits for some local businesses, but they also produce pollution, as well as human trafficking and prostitution in nearby camp towns, which many would like to see abolished.
The U.S. last year deployed advanced anti-ballistic missiles, Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, igniting demonstrations. Peace advocates are now strengthening calls for the immediate withdrawal of the system.
If South Korea signs a peace treaty with North Korea, honestly, there's no reason for the U.S. troops to stay here. Because the U.S. has big military bases in South Korea, and we can better use that land for something else.
Pyongyang regularly criticizes Seoul, arguing it's controlled by the U.S. and fomenting inter-Korean tension with the presence of American troops on South Korean territory. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.